Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Trump ripping it in court, John Lennon and Yoko Ono's butt crack transplant, Nymphia Wind versus Safira Kristal at the Drag Race finale, Cate Blanchett versus Leaf Blowers, and our recent excursions to our local sex toy stores. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Happy April 22nd, Tyler.
Happy April 22nd, Corey.
Well, April 22nd to those who are listening on the Patreon. April 23rd to those girls who love us on a Tuesday. Maybe May 9th if someone's really behind.
Ooh, maybe April 21st to those that are listening next year.
My dad texted me and my brother this morning and said, happy 420.
Oh, he's still feeling it. He's still feeling it.
I said, it's the 22nd. He said, is it really? I said, check a calendar.
Oh my God. My mom just texted me in this moment. Ooh,
what is that?
Something.
Queen.
Something about parents. Parent. Maybe she's texted me happy 420. What if
teacher conferences?
Well, hey, did you celebrate 420?
No. Did I smoke weed on 420? No. But it was a good day for manifestation.
Tell me more, because it was a palindrome.
Bitch, this whole fucking week's a palindrome, is it not?
Well, yeah, that's a good week for manifestation. I don't know if palindromes affect.
The whole week's a palindrome. Effect. Next May, it's a palindrome.
Okay, so anyway.
Race car is a palindrome.
I know that is right. I know that is right.
What's your favorite palindrome?
Kayak.
Damn, wow.
I just find that to be nice. A K, a Y.
Oh, that's half of my name, practically. 40%.
Oh.
Hey, did you ever, speaking of KY, did you ever use KY?
Kyle XY?
Jelly, honey.
No, I'm not into the, no.
So, what was I saying about
April 22nd? I was just at the pleasure chest. Have you ever been?
No, I took my very first trip to Mr. S. Leather here in San Francisco a couple weeks ago.
Okay. I know that to be a very famous leather competition
it.
Or something.
That's Little Miss Leather?
I think it's like Little Miss Leather, Mr. S. Like Mr. S. International
actually,
2024.
Actually,
or whatever.
They probably do host the, things.
It's not a probably. I'm telling you, they do.
Oh. Why have you been there?
I'm runner up.
Well,
Miss S girl.
They have everything. Actually, I did want to talk to you about this.
Talk to me about this, Corey.
I went with my friends to pick up some stuff and some things. They had, they went with a purpose. I was like, I'll browse. They had, in the dildo section, this whole side room, they had so many fucking like tentacle dildos. And I was just like, is that in?
It is in, but I don't know if it ever was not in.
I had never seen a tentacle dildo in my life or even thought about one.
People are into that. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to yuck any yums. I'm not here to yum any yucks.
My mind was widened. My horizons were broadened.
There's something about being stuffed with tentacles. People seem to have some type of feeling about that. Every orifice stuffed. Imagine, you know how Ursula has eight tentacles.
She has
or
six.
Whatever. Okay, sure.
They couldn't afford to draw eight. She's a squid.
And so then, imagine all of those finding different holes to fill.
Listen, I'm reading a book right now, and there's a robot in it who is actually giving six tentacle realness. So, okay. I just had never considered or thought, and then there was just seemed like such a market at this store.
Based on the products available, certainly there must be
an audience.
An audience.
There were not only, it wasn't just like one or two. There were a lot, in a lot of sizes, in a lot of shapes, in a lot of colors. There was a corn cob alien thing.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean,
Country boys make too.
When it's in ya, you're not thinking, what's the shape? You're thinking, what's the texture?
I felt some of them. They were all kind of the same texture, even the penis-shaped ones.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're all some sort of silicone rubber molding.
Silicone.
Well, so saline. They had those. They had, you name it. You ask me if they had it, they had it.
Yeah, you know what? I had a similar experience this weekend.
At the treasure chest?
At the pleasure chest. Oh. And so I went. I had to pick up some things. And I was in there. It was, it was daytime. And I thought, let me just browse around. Like, I got time. They're open.
We got there right when they opened. First customers online.
Well, they have everything. They had a whole section for what seems to be bachelorette parties. They had little flags of each orientation. I really loved the lesbian flag. Can we talk about that?
Is it pretty?
I almost bought one. I almost bought a little flag. those little flags that you can wave around? It was only $3, and then I picked it up and I put it back. But I thought, I really love these colors.
What colors are they?
Oh, it's like an orange and like a magenta and I don't know. That's
orange
kind
and
of
pink,
the vibe.
It says.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Orange, pink, another orange, another pink, a white.
Yes, the colors are stunning.
I
cannot get over it. So we have emotes on Twitch. They're like emojis, but like they call them emotes on Twitch. Anyway, we have a lesbian pride one, and I'm always like, can y'all put some lesbian pride flags in the chat? I just like the colors, and then I get to see those colors.
Ask and you shall receive, honey.
Anyway, so I picked that up and I put it back.
Why don't you have your lady who made you a pride frog flag make you a lesbian?
I thought, oh my God, I need to reach back out. Because, you know, okay, so context of what Corey's talking about. I have a progress pride flag with frogs sewn into it. So it's a frog.
Frog West Pride flag.
Whoa! It's a frog West Pride flag.
What you call me?
A frog frog West Pride flag. Please and thank you. And so what is the equivalent for lesbians, though? Maybe flamingos? Or
I think they're big into cats, no?
Lesbians?
Yes.
Actually, you might be onto something because the majority of people that...
Too.
The people that watch Twitch, all the people over there are lesbians and all of them have cats. But I don't think there's... Causation is not correlation.
Taxation quarry. Without representation.
That's what I've been saying. So then I went to the back room after I've browsed through the bachelorette
at
party
the pleasure
section.
Chest?
At the pleasure chest.
Was there
It's not a back room. It's just a more products experience.
Oh, I thought you said
area.
Bathroom.
No, back room. Not even a back room, just the second showcase room.
The other room, the room next door.
Walls and walls and walls of vibrators, walls and walls of things, whips, chains excite me. And then masks, dog masks.
Dog tails.
Collars, tails.
Harnesses,
whips,
jock straps.
Lashes.
Bandanas.
Things. You know what I saw?
Truck nuts.
Truck nuts. No truck nuts. I saw a mold making experience where you can make a mold of your dick or you can make a mold of any hole.
Oh.
So new merch? or what?
Do you have to...
What?
It just seems like putting hot wax on sensitive places.
And some people are into that. I'm certain they have hot wax there.
Damn.
They had a whole section of blowjob taste liquids.
Blowjob flavorings?
Yes.
So like when you pick your snow cone flavor?
Yes. They had blue raspberry. They had all this. I said, now...
I like the taste.
Don't you?
No poncho.
Don't you? Yeah. Don't you want the taste? Hey, remember that? Okay. Remember Tumblr?
Oh, shut up.
Remember John Green on Tumblr?
Maybe, probably.
And then remember how Tumblr had to change the rules of you when you reblog something, you're not allowed to change the text of previous posts
yes.
that you're reblogging.
Yeah.
Because somebody reblogged John Green and changed his text on his post to this like copy pasta of I love the taste of dick and cock and balls and blah 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 blah. And that always stuck with me. anyway, but so some people don't love the taste of dick and cock. They want blue raspberry?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's nuts. That's truck nuts.
They want.
And then they had a whole
lavender.
Section of like, they had a section of these couch things, kind of like
an inflatable seat with a dildo on it.
Well, they did have that, of course. They had headless torsos you could ride. They really had it all. It's like who needs a man at this point? No, what I was talking about is they have like, you know, like ottomans, but made in the shapes that you might need to be on.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Who doesn't like back support?
So I'm in debt now. I got it all. I got it all. I'm ready for my first time.
Did you take out a home equity line of credit?
I did. Well, I want my first sexual experience to be... I want to be prepared. So when somebody someday comes over, I'm going to have everything. I have all my tentacles lined up and ready. You know those women or men or people who have every...
Yes.
Every what are those drink cups that people collect? You know.
Yes, Stanley Cups.
Stanley, you know how they have all of them in order and in color and their collection wall of Stanley
Cups. Are they
cups.
All Stanley Cups or is it like the trajectory of the cup?
No, it's all Stanley
evolution
Cups.
We've been on.
The same styling, but different like colors and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's me with my tentacles now.
Damn.
The bit's gone too long.
Can't wait for you to show me.
Yeah, well, you know me. Oh, I did. I also did get a banana pipe.
Okay. Was it in honor of Nymphia Wind?
Well, it didn't mean to be, but look. It's like, I thought, you know what? Add it to the collection. It was $20. I thought,
a
sure.
Steal.
Not novelty pipe banana. Sure, why not? Speaking of Nymphia Wind, sure. Congratulations.
Oh my God, girl. When I tell you I was gagged.
I was gagged. I think everybody at the viewing party that I went to was pretty gagged.
Yeah, I had resigned to, I wanted Nymphia to win. She was my top choice. I do love Saphira, mind you. I just thought it was a more surprising win. And then when it happened, I couldn't believe it. My mouth was wide open.
Okay, mouth breather.
Jaw on floor, honey.
There is somebody who, anytime I'm live on TikTok, there is one person who will come in and ask, how's your gape today?
It's me.
And I think, you're still at it. You're still asking. Every single TikTok live, they go, how's the gape?
What's that?
How's your gape?
What is that?
They're asking about, like, if my hole is gaping or something. And I, the first time they asked it, I go, can you clarify what you mean just so I know what you're, and they explained it to be, you know, like, how's your gaping hole or something. And I was all right. And they still come in every TikTok live and ask that.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh.
It's me from my okay. side account.
Okay. Did you think Nymphia won the lip sync?
Yeah, I think it was, I do actually. I think I enjoyed more of her performance in that final lip sync, if I'm being honest.
I think she definitely benefited from us being anticipatory of what she might do, because there is something surprising about never having seen a queen lip sync before. And so you're kind of like more interested to see what stunt she might pull or what approach she might have.
I thought her reveals landed better. I mean, Saphira took off a layer, but it wasn't really anything other than taking it off. I liked the boba reveal from Nymphia. I liked the cartwheel dress removal into a split, whatever she did, moment. I was happy with the song.
The boba, I thought, I liked it. I thought I saw people on Twitter were catching that she released released the balloons when the song said butterflies, in possible reference to the
flop O'Hara
reveal of butterflies. Yeah, I liked it. I thought the cartwheel reveal was good. I thought her look was good. I thought, I usually don't like those like wings that you just hold up with sticks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's not for me.
Jesus hung on the cross.
If it were, I'd be more into it. But no, it's like when I think Q did it with that black look. Am I remembering correctly from the season?
Anyway.
I never love it, but it's whatever. But I thought Nymphia was a little frantic.
I could see that. I was okay with it.
Which there's nothing wrong with it, but it felt like, yeah, I'd rather have high energy and frantic than like snooze fest boring.
I just feel like it's true to her personality. I feel like she's always a little high energy, chaotic, like in the workroom when we saw her working on things. I don't know.
I actually don't find her high energy chaotic. I find her I found it to be, I mean, not to like dissect what is a winner's edit and what's not a winner's edit, but like I thought it was interesting now in hindsight that she won to assess her edit and think, was this what is a traditional winner's edit? And it is, I don't think it was what we expect from a winner's edit, if that makes sense.
Well, it's like, that would be you assuming that they know who's going to win when they actually wrap the season.
Well, that's like me assuming they know who's going to win when they do the casting. Well.
Because like if the season wrapped last summer, if the season wrapped last summer and they filmed the finale 3 weeks ago,
I don't know. I was a little confused about Saphira's vampire teeth.
I did. Yeah, I had.
Did it go anywhere? Did I miss something? Did they just edit it out? The it was did just, it have any conclusion, or was it just
a kooky smile?
Oh, fun. You know what? Okay. I will say this though: Safira fucking killed it. That she did not lose a lip sync. She did not lose that lip sync. She fucking delivered what I think a winning lip sync was. I thought it was definitely worthy of a double crowning.
I kind of sat there and said I would watch the double crowning.
And I would find that satisfying. And I think everyone would have found that satisfying. Interesting that, like, so how many double crownings have there ever been?
One.
And did anybody like that double crowning?
No.
But then when there's many, many chances of double crownings making sense and being fulfilling, they never happen. So I just...
Now they can't, because now it's up to... They've already doubled the prize money from $100,000 to $200,000. And the season when Monet and Trinity tied, she did give $100,000 to both of them. So they're definitely going to jump it up to $200,000 a pop.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. And then did you watch the reaction to them...
Yes, and here's what I have to say about those reaction videos.
Please.
I get it. I guess it's like they are finding out in real time, but just like imagine having to sit there with two people who you're now probably pretty close friends with in some regard, and you win and they both lose. And it's like, imagine being in that moment where you want to celebrate, but you're sitting by two people who just got the opposite of what you're getting.
I don't have to imagine this. This is something we've experienced with tons and tons of cameras on us. I understand you, but you also have to think, okay, well, you just went through this process of everything about you being filmed and recorded. Don't you think you're going into this a little bit ready for you have? No, it's not like an infinite amount of outcomes. There are maybe five outcomes that could happen.
See, that's why I hate it. I feel like this is like a forced reaction.
It is forced.
People who don't react in a traditional sense, or who don't scream and cry and just react differently, it comes off odd. And then I think it's just an awkward experience. Like, imagine having to sit there and you just like get that big, exciting announcement. And it's like, there's no reason that she couldn't have been in a hometown bar surrounded by friends and family who would actually want to celebrate with her. Instead, she's forced to capture this fake moment with two people who you've beaten. I don't know.
I'm sorry, but in capitalism, every moment is worth exploiting. Sorry.
I don't like it.
Sorry.
It was like awkward quiet because Nymphia was probably very surprised because everyone was saying Safira was going to win. And then you got Jane jumping in, talking like she even needed to be sitting there.
I'm thankful that Jane said anything, because otherwise the footage would have been silence.
Why was she even there?
Because all the contestants of the finale. The real question is, where was Q? Send in the clowns.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, Jane jumping in and trying to have a moment because she's filling dead air. It's like, it was a mess.
I loved plain Jane's Baba Yaga. Ooh wee, loved it. You know that's my shit.
It's given Princess Poppy at the Emmys.
Princess Poppy does not own witchery.
She pulled it off better, I fear.
She was giving goblin, but plain Jane was giving witch. There is a big difference. How dare you? Wow, actually.
You know I'm a Nymphia.
I don't know you're a...
what was I going to say? Nothing nice. I'll keep it to myself.
Love that. I mean, I was happy with the entire season. I thought it was a good season.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of the queens came around for me. And I was like, I was a little skeptical at the beginning of probably half the cast. And I think everyone was really like, I think it was a well-rounded cast, and I'm ready for the next one.
Well, don't worry, babe. All-Stars, I'm sure they're announcing the cast tomorrow.
Don't you already know the cast? Don't we all already know the cast?
Although I heard, I've been saying the whole time that they said it was going to be filmed like the last All-Stars, where it was no eliminations and they got points. And then I heard that that's not the case, that it is the normal.
No, I heard that it is no eliminations.
Interesting.
Very recently.
That's what I thought I had heard. Well, so then maybe whatever I saw on TikTok was a lie.
Well, can we talk about who's going to be on it? Or is that like...
I think we might as well wait. I'm not trying to get into
might
that.
As well wait. Okay, we'll wait. Yeah,
I'm
we
not
can
trying
wait.
To
we
be
can
caught
wait.
In a web of lies again.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Do you have anything else you need to discuss? I mean, I am also watching Amazing Race. I am also watching Survivor. You know this.
Oh my God.
I do have a Gypsy Rose update, but I'm ready to phase her out. Oh, mine is that the reason she left her ex is because he was food hoarding and snoring.
Damn.
Which doesn't bode well for us if we ever want to get with Gypsy Rose. Or not you, maybe, but me.
Are you snorer and a food hoarder?
Maybe a food hoarder. You seem like more of a snorer.
I only snore when I'm sick.
Do you know about those things that maybe runners or bicyclists use
breathe
to open
right?
their nostrils? Yes. What is up with that?
It's like, it connects. You know that little guy who's on your mic?
Mm-hmm.
It's like his hands could really just be snatching back your nostrils.
I think I want to wear it all the time. And I think that that's an opportunity for adornments, jewelry. Like that is an unutilized,
it's
in capitalism,
nose.
Any part of your face can be sold.
Listen, if those little like star stickers for zits really hit it off, I think you and I could invent nose bridge friends.
Nose bridge friends. Build a bridge.
No, they sit on the bridge of your nose and they pull back, they snatch back your nostrils to give you that ooh la la sensation.
Nostril snatchers. Nostril.
I think nose bridge friends sound better.
Nostril, nose, breathe.
Writers.
Breathe right. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Is that, hey sharks. No. Yeah. Are you excited for the new James Charles single?
No, shut up. Hey, what do you think about Trump farting in court?
Trump farting in court? What?
So you know Trump's in court right now.
Well, what's new about that, pussycat?
And he's been falling asleep was the first scandal. And now last
you know
week...
What, you know what he needs? He needs a nose birth... nose
take
bridge.
It from the top.
A bridge nose...
So now all the news, all the left-wing media last week really pushing this story, Trump farting it, Trump ripping it in court. In his
ripping it.
And I
don't
I thought,
like ripping. Ripping it is very different from farting. Ripping it is purposely, it's almost an aggravator move. Ripping it is aggressive. It's purposeful.
He's sitting in court thinking he's not guilty. Of course he's ripping it.
He's not ripping it. He's seeping.
You think he's SBD?
Silent but deadly? Yeah, he's a
stinky. He is letting it rip.
He's not ripping it. I don't think so.
But
he's
my point.
He's adjusting and he's loose.
No. My point here is that, of course, all the left wings running with, ha ha, look at Trump farting in court. You know his base loves farting. You know his base is the men, is the group of men who don't wipe their butt because they think it's a little gay.
Oh, I just thought about Trump's unwiped butt.
Trump farting in court. They are eating it up.
Do you know about
what's your Glee?
Who's that flop from the Beatles?
Aren't they all dead?
Who even knows?
Oh, no, Yoko Ono. Oh, you're close. Talking about her little butt and his big butt crack. Okay,
John Lennon.
I saw you post that, and then I went looking for hard evidence.
Okay.
I couldn't find a duplicate of that picture anywhere, which makes me believe it was
photoshopped. Am I spreading misinformation?
His butt crack went. He is dead, by the way. His butt crack went all the way up his back, and her butt crack was like a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, and the tweet was, what was the tweet? Something about like, who like Yoko Ono donated her butt crack to him.
No.
Or something.
It was something about.
Who do you think gave it to you, John?
His butt crack. So then I was Googling his butt crack, trying to find a
John
duplicate.
Lennon butt crack.
I typed John Lennon butt crack. I typed Yoko Ono, John Lennon butt crack.
Okay.
I couldn't find it.
But internet censorship. We're living in an era of dead internet.
I found those pictures of him, her laying on the floor clothed, him laying naked cuddling her.
Okay.
I could not find big butt
crack. So what's the issue here?
I could not find big butt crack, draw a little butt crack, Yoko.
That's a good Halloween costume.
Them naked.
Body suits.
You tape a fake butthole up your back like Jackie and Deborah?
Yes, yes. A skin-toned bodysuits, and one of you has a very long wig, and then the other has glasses, and then one of them has a very long butt crack. You can
Sharpie.
A Sharpie, mama.
A black butt crack.
A black? I cannot believe I'm giving away my brilliance for free right now. For free?
I don't think that's going to translate, honey.
I'm ready. It could be me and you. Who do you want to be? Yoko or John?
I think based on the height alone, I have to be him and you have to be her.
Okay, I would do it.
Okay, let's. I've already got a wig that long. Oh, wait. Well, you'll borrow it, but I've got it.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to have a tiny butt crack.
Actually, you know what you could do? If it's just like a skin-colored onesie, what's it called?
Bodysuit.
You could just do a thin line of hot glue up the back and pinch it, and it would look like a butt crack.
Oh, a practical crack.
Yeah, and you know I got a hot glue gun in my junk drawer.
Me too. Is that a euphemism? Oozing and goozing.
All my friends here always making fun of my hot glue gun in my junk drawer.
Until they need something hot glued,
yeah.
And then they come crawling back.
And they say, Red Rover, Red Rover. Send that hot glue gun right over, honey.
Yeah, but you got to be careful because I have a pretty small hot glue gun. And I got
mine's dinky.
I got thick glue sticks. Oh. And so and they were on final sale, so I can't I can't bring them back.
You know what I do?
What?
I bring the last stick with me to the store so I can
compare smart.
Girth.
Girth.
Last thing I want to do is end up with thick glue sticks that I'm not going to ever be able to use.
Yeah, I what's the, is there an app where you can offer to your neighbors trades? I have these thick glue
on
sticks.
On Facebook, they have free, it's called, it's like free, it's like no charge something.
If you can say, if you can put them in your car, they're yours.
Yeah, you just put, I'll meet me at my door or I'll put it on the curb out front.
I should do that with my glue sticks.
You should.
Well, if anybody in LA needs some thick glue sticks,
don't be a food hoarder or a nose snorer.
Are you still talking to the sharks?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey.
What?
Did you hear what happened to Kamala?
What?
She can't text anymore. Ever since becoming vice president, she can't text anymore. She really misses being in the family group text when everyone shares their Wordles.
I get it.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Do you have any group texts with friends where you all play a morning game?
No.
Why not? Why do you deprive yourself of joy like that?
It's not so much why do I deprive myself of joy. It's maybe these group texts exist without me and I'm being deprived of the joy.
Damn.
Fuck. So thanks. Thanks, wow. Corey.
Wow.
But I'm also not a Wordle queen.
Well, why? Well, there's always time.
You
could add some joy to your day-to-day.
Someday I hope to have an inside joke with someone.
What do you do first thing in the morning when you wake up?
Take the dogs. No, shower.
You roll.
The best part of my day.
You must roll over, look at your phone, scroll for a minute. Don't lie.
I do. But the best part of my day is I get up, go in the shower, I blow all my nose out.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I blow my nose, and it's and I think as I'm doing it, I think, everybody out, 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 out. It's a new day in the workroom. No boogers, no snot, everybody out.
What's the snot version of waffle stomping called?
Snot rocket, but like.
So the very first thing you do is shower.
Yeah.
Love a wet and wild morning.
Well, I mean, it's not like a full shower.
Oh.
I mean, I get completely wet. It's mainly to get my hair prepared for the day.
Got it.
So like, it's like I definitely brush my teeth. I definitely blow my nose. I definitely wet my hair completely, and I definitely wash my face. But like, smart. I'm not doing a in-depth cleaning of the entire specimen. Correct. Because I anticipate I'm going to be going to the gym. I want my
that
hair to be ready
question.
For the gym. I want, you know.
She don't wear a cap to the gym.
A cap? A shower cap?
A hat.
A bonnet?
A Nike sports athletic hat.
a wide-brimmed pool hat. Sun hat at the gym.
Yeah, straw sun hat.
Sure, with stickly prickly. Yes, I do.
If you say so.
No, I don't wear a hat to the gym. No.
Wow. I used to wear a hat to the gym. Those luscious locks.
Well, wearing a hat is very different with long hair.
I did
it. I need to size up my hat size with my long hair.
You can un-Velcro it, I'm sure.
A lot of my hats are sized for my head.
Oh, you have a fitted hat?
I like a fitted hat.
I've never.
I thought my head's not going to change size.
And? Imagine how big it'll be when you start wordling in the morning.
Big brain, got nowhere to go. Oozing out the ears, honey.
Was there anything else on your bucket list?
On my bucket list? Why? Is this the end? I'm ready. We can circle back to the new James Charles single.
Did you want to circle back to Trump farting in court?
He didn't fart. He ripped.
Thank you for finally agreeing.
He did not rip. He seeped.
No, dude.
It was giving.
Dude. Him ripping it on like a church pew bench in court, like a wooden. The stenographer had to type in the fart.
First of all, what the hell is a stenographer?
It's the court typer.
Oh, I feel like a stenographer when I play Jackbox games and it's trivia murder, trivia mystery party. And it's the challenge where you have to they'll talk and you have to type correctly everything that they say. Oh, that's it's giving stenographer.
Yes. You didn't know that was that what it was called?
I was asking for the idiots at home.
Well, I read a lot.
Okay. Okay, Miss Wordle.
All right, where can people find you?
You can find me just browsing the pleasure chest. Where can people find you?
Hot gluing my big old butt crack, getting ready for Halloween.
Jesus fucking Christ. Halloween.
Well, it's not okay. My real butt crack. It's my, what's it called?
Hold on. Actually, before we go, pause. Everybody stop. Don't scroll away. I have two things that need to be discussed because they're topical and they seem like Psychobabble Awards nominees, but they can't be left behind because they're imminent this week.
No child left behind. Let's hear it.
Nicki Minaj, somebody threw something at Nicki Minaj on stage and then she picked it up and threw it back at them. I couldn't quite tell what it was. It looked like
That's what Cardi B did.
Okay. And she, but like also Nicki Minaj was in sweatpants on stage. What's going on?
I don't know, but I did see she's touring.
Touring?
Yeah. I saw that. I saw a clip. This was months ago of her singing The Night Is Still Young on stage.
I was just thinking that song.
And she gave the girl the mic and said, can you sing it? And the girl was like, yeah. And she gave the girl the mic and she could not sing it. And Nicki snatched it back and gave her a crazy look.
Well, the only way somebody cannot sing it is if they don't know the words. So did she know the words?
She didn't know the notes, honey.
Well, you can still sing a song without knowing the notes.
Well, that's what she meant. Do you know can you hit the notes? Can you?
Before Nicki can ask, can you hit the notes? How about we ask Nicki, can you hit the notes?
And what else was on your list? So what's that? What category is that? Best thrown thing at a person?
I don't know, really. And then the other category was, you sent me a TikTok of some woman, maybe Kate Blanchett.
Oh, yes.
Versus?
Leaf blowers.
Feud of the year?
I didn't know Kate Blanchett had it out for leaf blowers, but then when you watch the montage of Kate Blanchett versus leaf blowers.
What's her main problem with a leaf blower?
She was all, oh, what are you doing? Just blowing the leaves from one side to the other, and then the wind's going to blow them back.
So this might seem like okay.
She thinks it's wind erasure.
maybe it's relevant in one interview. No, it's a compilation of how many interviews? 10, 15 interviews
where
she is going off about leaf blowers in each of them. And it's like, oh, she's got a vendetta.
She probably mentioned it once, and then somebody saw it was funny, and then you know how they do. They ask the questions. They're all, so what you got? What's your dealio? Squealio.
So what's the dealio?
Yes.
Kate.
Okay. Wasn't she in that rap? Kate Blanchett, you are all of us. Jamie Lee?
I don't know, actually. Probably, maybe. Kate Blanchett, is that her? There can be 100 leaf blowers in the room. As somebody with a leaf blower, I have to argue with her. It's, you know what it's giving? She doesn't understand the joy of blowing leaves.
Celebs aren't just like us. It's a scam that they tell us.
You're trying to tell me that Kate Blanchett, probably Academy Award winner or something, at least Emmy Award winner.
No, Kate I think Blanchett. She does movies, not TV.
Grammys. You're telling me she has enough experience blowing leaves that she thinks she can come to us, the people?
Our pile of leaves?
And tell us that leaf blowers, she has a problem with leaf blowers? I would like, and this is no disrespect, but I would like to know when the last time she had to blow some leaves was.
I bet she's never done it, because anybody who's wielded a leaf blower knows the delight.
Right. And my leaf blower has a reverse where you can, it's also a vacuum for
leaves.
Suck
it up in mulch.
So you suck, you blow all the leaves into a corner and then you suck everything up and turn it into mulch.
If I had a leaf blower, I would just blow my leaves into my neighbor's yard.
Oh, it's tempting.
And I would blame it on the wind.
It's tempting. I'll just put it that way. It's tempting. But right. I don't do it because I am one of God's children, actually.
I love that.
That's
about
all.
You. All right.
Deuces. Okay, bye.